The gist. The modest success of fluoxamine in a large COVID trial suggested that sphingomyelinase drugs called FIASMAs might be helpful. A recent study entitled SMPDL3B, a novel biomarker and therapeutic target in myalgic encephalomyelitis, from the Open Medicine Foundation's Research Center at the CHU, Sainte-Justine Université de Montréal, suggested that something different may be happening in ME/CFS. SMPDL3B is a sphingolipid-altering enzyme and regulator that sits at an infection point and affects both cellular lipid membranes and the innate immune system. This regulator is particularly interesting because it could conceivably both enhance inflammation driven by the innate immune system and inhibit antiviral activity. High SMPDL3B levels in ME/CFS patients' plasma paired with low cell membrane levels suggested that it was being cleaved off the cell membranes and dumped into the plasma. High levels of the cleaving agent, PLCXDI, in ME/CFS patients indicated this was so. Ultimately, this meant ME/CFS patients' cell membranes were low in important structural elements called sphingolipids, including the ceramides. Reduced ceramide levels, in turn, could produce a situation we've seen before and will see again in the next blog. It may leave cells inert and unresponsive to external signals, impair their mitochondrial functioning, and prevent them from responding to stress. One wonders if the low ceramide levels could help explain why so many systems fail to kick in during the post-exercise period. A more recent paper, entitled Circulating Levels of SMPDL3B Define Metabolic Endophenotypes and Subclinical Kidney Alterations in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, from the Moreau Group in Canada, took the SMPDL3B finding in a rather surprising but potentially promising direction. The kidneys. How to explain the increased sphingolipids ceramide levels found in COVID-19 and the decreased levels NAVIO found in ME/CFS? Perhaps the same way Hornig and Lipkin accounted for the intense immune activation found in shorter duration ME/CFS patients and the immune downregulation found in patients with longer duration ME/CFS, exhaustion. Kidney cells called podocytes were assessed because they contain high levels of sphingolipids in them. These cells, which filter the blood, are under high structural stress and need the sphingolipids to work perfectly. Similar results, high plasma SMPDL3 levels, were found, and a plasma metabolomics analysis suggested that a broad dysregulation of metabolites associated with impaired kidney function had occurred. Note that this kind of dysregulation would not show up in standard kidney tests. Now to a question not raised in this paper. Could these kidney findings bear on one of the most mysterious aspects of ME/CFS and POTS, the renin-aldosterone paradox? The renin-aldosterone paradox describes a situation in which ME/CFS patients' blood volume is low, but so are the factors, renin-aldosterone, that are supposed to kick in to resolve it. Instead of increasing, they're actually lower than normal. Nobody knows why this is happening, but the SMPDLB3 issue could help explain it. Low SMPDLB3 levels in podocytes could prevent them from performing their filtration function properly. That could allow the kidneys to believe more salt is present in the blood than actually is and cause them to shut down the renin-aldosterone system, which increases blood volume by increasing salt levels. The idea that low SMPDL3B levels in cellular membranes in ME/CFS could be contributing to hypovolemia, impaired response to exertion, and metabolic and mitochondrial problems is indeed enticing. These are, however, all untested hypotheses, and other factors could account for them. SMPDL3B's regulatory function, though, is beyond intriguing. ME/CFS and long COVID, with their disputed immune networks and dysregulated stress responses, appear to be diseases of regulation. That is, diseases in which central regulators, perhaps like SMPDL3B, have gone awry. That might be a good thing if fixing these diseases simply requires fixing central regulators. The Moreau team restored SMPDL3B membrane levels in the lab using two diabetes drugs called saxagliptin and vildagliptin, marketed in Europe. The authors proposed that these drugs may provide a novel immunomodulatory strategy for ME/CFS. The OMF will use its new decentralized virtual and remote CTN-lite clinical trial program, as well as its MEDUSA program, to assess the safety and efficacy of low-dose saxagliptin plus myo-inositol in ME/CFS. Not only will it assess their effects on symptoms, but on the biological pathways involved as well. Time will tell how this all will work out. But what an interesting saga this is. Suddenly, we have a new plausible cause or contributor to ME/CFS that could explain much, including a paradox, and a brand new treatment approach. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point, in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can choose to donate one time or to set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.